This is a Kim Monson news briefing.
Mortgage rates drop below 6% for first time in 3.5 years. Denevier. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage fell to 5.8% this week, dropping below 6% for the first time since September 2022, mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reported Thursday. The milestone marks the third consecutive weekly decline and comes as the spring home buying season approaches. A year ago, the average rate stood at 6.6%. This rate, combined with the improving availability of homes for sale, is meaningful and will drive more potential buyers into the market for spring home buying season, said Sam Cotter, Freddie Mac's chief economist. What lower rates mean for buyers? The shift into the high 5% range could open the door for hundreds of thousands of new home buyers. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, said in a January pending home sales report that at rates near 6%, an additional 5.5 million households that could not qualify for a mortgage 1 year ago would now qualify. Yoon estimated about 10% of those newly qualifying households could enter the market, potentially adding roughly 550,000 new home buyers this year, according to CNBC. A buyer putting 20% down on the national median-priced home of approximately $400,000 would pay $1,916 per month in principal and interest at current rates. 1 year ago, that same payment would have been $2,005, a savings of $189 per month, CNBC reported. Lisa Sturtevant, chief economist at Bright MLS, said the timing could spark activity. Assuming rates stay below 6%, buyers and sellers are going to start getting back into the market, she told CBS News. March is when the spring home buying season typically begins to ramp up, and with rates at a 3.5-year low, it could be a barn burner of a spring home buying season. Why rates fell? Mortgage rates closely track the 10-year Treasury yield, which hovered around 4.02% Thursday afternoon, down from approximately 4.07% a week ago. Realtor.com economist Jiahe Xu said the decline followed the Supreme Court's ruling against the Trump administration's use of emergency tariff powers. This legal tug-of-war has triggered a flight to safety among investors, pushing bond prices higher and yields lower, helping mortgage rates settle around 6%, Xu told Fox Business. Xu cautioned that the decline stems from market volatility rather than fundamental economic data, and that more supportive economic data is needed to establish a consistent trend. Matthew Graham, chief operating officer at Mortgage News Daily, said this visit to the high 5% range looks more sustainable on paper than a brief dip below 6% earlier this year that reversed the same day. As long as the broader bond market doesn't sell off in any major way, mortgage rates stand a better chance of remaining closer to present levels than they did last time, Graham told CNBC. The lock-in effect persists. Despite the improving rates, a significant obstacle remains. Nearly 69% of U.S. homes with an outstanding mortgage carry a fixed rate of 5% or lower, and slightly more than half have a rate at or below 4%, according to Realtor.com data reported by CBS News. Those homeowners have little financial incentive to sell and take on a new mortgage at current rates, constraining the supply of homes for sale. Sales of previously occupied homes remained at 30-year lows last year. For homeowners with rates in the 7% range, however, refinancing has surged. Applications to refinance a home loan are approximately 130% higher than a year ago, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Denver's housing market waiting for a spark. In Metro Denver, the rate decline arrives in a market that has been treading water. The median home price sits at $585,000, according to RE Colorado data reported by Denver 7. For detached single-family homes, the Denver Metro Association of Realtors reported a 2025 median of $650,000, with condos and townhomes at $391,900, according to the Denver Post. Home sales in the metro area totaled 42,268 in 2025, on par with 2024 and 2023, but about a quarter below pre-pandemic 2019 levels, the Denver Post reported. Inventory has been growing. There were 7,067 properties available for sale at the end of December, up 10.4% from a year earlier, new listings rose 6.8% in 2025 to 59,061 years. But homes are taking longer to sell, with the median time on market increasing to 25 days from 18 days in 2024. Amanda Snicker, chairwoman of the DMAR Market Trends Committee, described a market shaped by forces beyond real estate. In many ways, real estate became collateral damage from wider economic forces beyond the industry's control, she told the Denver Post. Snicker told Denver 7, there is significant pent-up buyer demand. So, buyers have been waiting for years to make a decision. At some point, buyers have to make a decision, and I think we're getting to a point where for buyers, they're trying to find a way to make it happen, she said. Colorado's insurance burden compounds the challenge. Even as mortgage rates decline, Colorado homebuyers face another cost pressure. The average homeowner's insurance premium in the state is now approximately $4,100 per year, a 107% increase over the past decade, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research data cited by Denver 7. Cooper Thayer, a Denver-based real estate broker and market spokesperson for the Colorado Association of Realtors, told Denver 7 that higher insurance premiums can force buyers to lower their price range or change what type of home they pursue. In some cases, sellers are adjusting asking prices to account for higher ownership costs, including insurance, HOA fees, and property taxes. What comes next? The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 5.44% this week, up from 5.35% last week, Freddie Mac said. A year ago, the 15-year rate averaged 5.94%. Mortgage applications edged up 0.4% last week, with refinancing applications making up 58.6% of all applications, up from 57.4% the previous week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association data reported by CBS News. The Trump administration has also moved to address housing affordability, directing the federal government to purchase $200 billion in mortgage bonds to drive down rates and urging lawmakers to ban institutional buyers from purchasing single-family homes, CBS News reported. Whether the sub-6% rates hold will depend on economic data and bond market stability. For Denver area buyers facing 585,000 median prices, 4,100 annual insurance premiums, and limited inventory, the rate decline offers meaningful but incremental relief heading into spring. And now, Kim's perspective. Lower mortgage rates are welcome news for families who have been priced out of the market for years. But let's not lose sight of why housing became so unaffordable in the first place. Years of loose monetary policy that inflated home prices, followed by aggressive rate hikes that locked millions of Americans out of homeownership. In Colorado, government mandates and regulatory costs continue to drive up the price of building new homes, while skyrocketing insurance premiums eat into whatever savings lower rates provide. Real, lasting housing affordability will come from reducing the regulatory burden on builders, restraining government spending that fuels inflation, and letting free markets work rather than relying on federal bond purchases to artificially push rates lower. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.